Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. No, you are listening to the right radio station. Do not adjust your radio sets. It's true. I'm Levin Miller and I'm black. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I don't know what you people do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but whatever you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do with me. You see what happened? I sleep last night, Ali. When I sleep in the nighttime, it's be different in the morning when I get here. I'm telling you. And I've been suffering. If you follow me on social media, you'd know that I've been suffering for about 2 weeks now from the worst case of insomnia I have ever experienced in my entire life. So this strange thing happens to me, and I'm not looking for pity. I just feel like I should tell you all a little bit of my business. This strange thing has been happening to me where I continue to dream that I'm falling off of something. And it usually happens like if I get to bed at around 10 or 10:30, because, you know, Hubert Minnis keeps sending me inside, of course, the most honorable, competent authority prime minister. So if I get to sleep at about 10, 10:30, somehow around 1:30, I dream that I'm either falling from a plane. Like I dreamt the other night that I jumped from a plane in a parachute exercise. And I remember checking my gauge and my parachute wouldn't open, right? So I pitch up out of my sleep and boom, now I can't go back to sleep. The other time I dreamt that I was back in uniform, believe this or not, and this has nothing to do with my show. I just feel like I should tell you all this. And I was in a hand-to-hand combat situation. And I remember the guy kind of pushes me off of a hill of dirt, like a dune is what I think we'd call it. And that woke me up out of my sleep. And once I fall in my sleep, right? Believe it or not, falling in your sleep is actually more frightening than falling in real life. Because I fell down before in real life and I don't remember being that afraid. But when you fall in your sleep, it does something. It kind of ramps up your heart rate and you're not able to sleep. And so I've not been able to get to bed until 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 in the mornings as of the last couple of days. But I slept last night and I feel great. I'm doing well. Thank you for all the people that have been praying for me. None of you were. None of you even knew it was happening. Anyway, that was complete randomness. I just wanted to tell you all that. Notwithstanding that, I am joined this morning in studio by C.A. Nuri. We're here to talk about the news, the current events, what's happening in and around Nassau and the Bahamas. So, C.A., good morning. Let me introduce you first.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. This is my second invite, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Listen, it's a pleasure to have you.
Good.
It's a pleasure to have you. So let's start with what I did yesterday, CA. There's the painting in Grand Bahama, the one that has been deemed racist. You are the only blue person I know.
Yes.
Right? I don't know anybody that's blue except for CA.
Yes.
And so I thought that you would be the perfect person to talk to with regard to this because the little
And I appreciate it because I need to have a voice on this topic. And I don't think there was any consideration for how the young girl was depicted. Mm-hmm. So when I initially heard that there was some kind of objection, mm-hmm. right? Some kind of racial undertone, mm-hmm. I assumed they meant the blue girl. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked. I mean, shocked to frantic. Saying, you mean they meant the word Caucasian?
Right.
Is Caucasian insulting?
How many times did you look at the painting before you saw the word Caucasian?
It took a while.
About 10 times.
It took a while. I thought it was Capri Sun. Mm-hmm. But
I read Capri Sun as well.
Yes. And so when there was a commentary on whether it's some racial element of it, mm-hmm. obvious, any sensible person I would have thought would have assumed that they were meaning the caricature of the young girl in the mm-hmm. picture. Mm-hmm. So to find out that there was somebody who zoomed in and saw the word Caucasian, and that word Caucasian offended them, mm-hmm. that it was so important and egregious to them that they felt pain. Mm-hmm. And that's you see that word Caucasian? That's demeaning, that's insulting, and we need to take this painting down. And to hell with the girl who's depicted as blue.
Mm. So, you know, I actually thought about it yesterday after my show, CA, because I did the show yesterday on whether or not, you know, I believe in the word racism is a form of classism that is subjected to something that is a superficial, a skin tone, right? That people use to disenfranchise other people. And I can't remember any time in my black life that being black has ever benefited me to the point where I was able to disenfranchise anybody. Nor do I remember it in any other black person's life that I could recall, right? So I was trying to figure out, like, how could this be racist? It's a black painter, a black artist.
It was definitely a misnomer.
Yeah.
And it tells a tale about the person, I forget the name, Culmer out of Grand Bahama, and how he views himself, mm-hmm. how he viewed the painting, mm-hmm. and what made him feel angst.
You mean
about
Benjamin?
It. No. Benjamin's the artist.
Right.
But the
so we now know the complainant? Because I've been trying to figure out who was the person
yes,
that complained.
Yes, yes, yes.
What is the name of the person?
Culmer. Culmer is a, what do you call it, district councilor, mm-hmm. local government
right.
person. And he engaged a competition mm-hmm. for the local government of Freeport. And his first name escapes me because my phone died, so I can't mm-hmm. even go and check it. Mm-hmm. And he said, upon hearing some complaints, he looked at it and have determined that the word Caucasian is racist mm-hmm. and that it shouldn't have been used in the picture. So therefore, he requested from the artist, Benjamin Ferguson, to take this particular picture down, or he took it down himself, and to replace it or to blotch out that insulting word of Caucasian, and he can have it remain.
Mm. And the artist, but I thought the artist said that nobody had had the conversation with him.
But that's what the artist said. Right? Yeah. I'm just saying what Culmer said.
Okay.
So there's different viewpoints, right? Different viewpoints.
So there, but then that means that Culmer wasn't the virtual complainant, and that is what I kept trying to figure out. Who was the virtual complainant?
Yes, and we can. I'm going as to what Mr. Culmer said mm-hmm. that he got a complaint. He didn't know. Even though he put on the art exposition, he didn't actually see it mm-hmm. beforehand. And upon viewing it, he concluded or agreed with the person who was
that
the
it
virtual.
Was so egregious.
Yes, it was bad. Mm-hmm. That the word Caucasian on this juice was bad. Mm-hmm. That the intent and the critique of this art was so demeaning to a particular set of people, right?
Mm.
That he felt it upon himself that he needs to be the defender. So he took up his sword and shield and said, I'm going to defend the cause and expel this particular art form. If I'm not insulting a particular view persons inside the Bahamas, and namely so, the tourists, because apparently the Caucasian reference was in reference to the tourists in the background who were enjoying paradise, because mm-hmm. the drink was paradise, and said that the young girl was enjoying a paradise drink, the expression of paradise, which came through tourists.
This is why I got to have you on. I had heard none of this stuff, actually. All this is new to me. I didn't hear any of this with regards to the painting. I saw the painting. I read the official report in the news, mm-hmm. right? The artist is saying that nobody consulted him before they took his artwork down. And art is supposed to be an expression of freedom, right? It's supposed to be something that is kind of depicted, and then people look at it with their own interpretation, right? So I'm not saying that someone didn't interpret it to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that you cannot interpret something without justification. So I would imagine that if you offer that interpretation, you would then offer me some justification.
Yes.
And the word Caucasian cannot be. What if they had written, I don't know, any other word on it? Like, you get my point? Like, how do you interpret that because
Jamaican
I wrote,
juice?
Right. What if they had write Caribbean? Would it have been different? Because there are white people that live in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
There are black people that live in the Caribbean. What if they had written European?
Yes.
We all instantly think white when we think European.
Yes.
Would it have been any different? I mean, I don't know if I know. I think, as a matter of fact, and I'm just thinking this now, I think it offers more vagary using the word Caucasian, because mm-hmm. they're not specifically talking to any group of the Caucoids, right? They're mm-hmm. talking to collective, this is a leaving word, Caucoidism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Caucoidism is not a word?
I don't know. I know Caucoidism.
It sound well. I thought you
Caucoid
Googled
is
that.
A word. Yeah, no, but I think I'm using the wrong
word. I think it came from cockled.
That's not the word I want to use. I do not want to use the word cockled.
No, that's not the same thing.
No. But there's in the CA there is a mess. No, but in the human, there are only three types of human beings on the planet, right?
Only three.
Yes, there's the Negroid,
mm-hmm.
the Caucoid,
mm-hmm.
and the Mongolian. Yes?
That Mongolian is the same as Asian?
Yes.
Yes. And that includes Indians?
Everyone that's not Negroid or Caucasoid. There are only three skull types on the planet.
So where do the Arabs come in?
Mister, there are three skull types on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Negroid, Caucasoid, and Mongolian.
And the Native Americans is not inside that.
Americans are Caucasoid.
The Native Americans?
The Native Americans.
The horseback.
Caucasoid. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so you just learned something. I taught it to
you. Yes,
you can now, from this day henceforward, claim that I have bestowed that knowledge.
Yes, that knowledge. I feel kind of smart now.
Yes. Okay, so we've gotten over that. I actually think, CA, that we should do a push towards demanding that it go back up. Because if one complaint got it taken down,
yes,
then 100 of us should complain that it's been taken down and demand that it be put back up. This is still a democracy, is it not?
It tells a tale about the local government in Grand Bahama and those persons there. They should be leading this charge and having at least a national discussion about racism, how we interact with each other, what is racism, what should be tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that racism is an intent to demean somebody or to belittle or to hold down. So I'm assuming that the word Caucasian in that picture
mm-hmm.
was an intent to demean and to lower a particular race set. But no one, again, is speaking about the black, or supposedly black girl being painted blue.
Mm.
When I was growing up, one of the worst insults was to call me blue black, right? But you blue.
Really?
Yeah. But now I realize
that can't be. Let me
but after a while, I realized I was blue black. But I mean, but that took me a while.
That can't be, CA, because if you grow up in any inner city community, right? Every inner city community has three people in it.
Yes.
Right? Four people.
Yes.
Everyone has a yellow.
Yes, had a yellow.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means you are unblack.
Unblack.
Right?
Yeah.
Or undark, because mm-hmm. you're black. You're yes. just not dark.
Yes.
And then there's blacks.
Yeah, the regular blacks.
Because you regular black.
Yes.
And then there's...
That's a range.
And then there's blue, because you little blacker than blacks.
Dark.
Right.
Yes.
And then there's purple.
I was called purple a few times.
And that's because you blacker than blacks
yes.
and blue.
Yes.
Every inner city community has those four people in it.
Yes. So imagine me...
Other than that, there's tall boy and American.
Who was in between.
Right.
You know, depending if I went on to pee or not, I would be purple. And if I stayed inside the air condition, I would have been blue.
Right.
So growing up with that...
So I don't see that as being offensive.
What? Especially when you're trying to date and especially when you're trying to get picked for the basketball team and they say they don't want any purple people on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You would understand that seeing a picture of a beautiful young girl and seeing that she's depicted as blue,
mm-hmm.
you get concerned, you get that flashback and say, oh Lord, why they gotta put us blue? You know, they couldn't put us a shade of brown to make it be more nationally appealing, you know? So when they talked about race, I assumed, I naturally assumed
that they meant the blue girl.
Yes, being a nation of black people,
mm-hmm.
that black people would have come to the aid and defend this black person and say, oh, don't depict them as blue.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that they skipped black people altogether and went to defend the Caucasian person,
mm-hmm.
right? That they felt the need, the purpose, that they were so offended and so aggrieved that they say, I must go and be Stephen from the Django, you know,
mm-hmm.
and fight the cause. And I believe that Mr. Culmer from Grand Bahama needs to speak on that, you
mm-hmm.
know. What is it that offended him so?
Mm-hmm.
What made him hurt? What made him cry? What made him say that it's so bad that I must make a stand, you know? And I need to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand and appreciate. So I see where you're going. You know, I see that you don't defend people who look like me. But I need to understand that. And I think that as a person of authority who is elected, that he needs to come and explain himself for the sake of the country. Of course.
I want to know what would it take to get it put back up. That's actually what I want to do. I'd like to have it put back up because
it'll take some Caucasoid. What word you say?
Persons yeah, right.
to
yeah.
lobby
right.
and said I don't find that offensive at all, and I find it's art. And mind you, they like art
uh-huh.
and they appreciate it. It'll take them to say, hey, I'm not sure that why you jumped the gun. But I see that as art, and I, in fact, love it so that it needs to be put up.
Uh-huh.
And then I assume that Mr. Cummins will yield and said, oh, I didn't realize that you weren't offended and that I got offended for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the great defender. So that's, if you want to go lobby up, I'm not necessarily think. I don't necessarily
I would sign a petition. I'm not marching anymore.
You're not marching anymore?
No. It could be y'all march.
Petitions is work.
It ain't going to be we march.
No?
Y'all could march.
What you have against marching, though?
Joyce Boy ain't marching nowhere around here no more. I finished with that, yeah.
I see all your bus drivers lining up marching.
They're doing well. Let me commend them. They're not marching. They're actually starting. To my bus driver friends, let me also say, this is what's happening, CA Nuri. They've decided in the pandemic, with bus ridership being down, that they want to actually start a time schedule system. It is the funniest thing, because I actually went out on the 15A route yesterday to watch it. And you know what I'm realizing? That the culture of the people haven't adapted to it yet. I imagine it'll take some time. Bahamians anticipate that when they walk out of their corner, there will be a bus.
A bus right
there. Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, since they've started this thing, I think they're doing it in 10-minute intervals, right?
Yes, I heard that.
You are now noticing that there are piles of people on bus stops if you drive down to Prince Charles.
There's a crowd now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting because now the bus stops are piling up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that plays in with the COVID fight. And then here's the other funny thing. Well, not funny, but the other interesting thing, bus ridership is at 50%.
Yes.
So you get to a bus stop, right?
It's crowded.
You have 3 people on the bus already, and you get there and meet 12 people,
mm-hmm.
And you tell them only 9 of y'all could go.
Yes.
And now you have to figure out, they kind of got to cast lots to see which 9 will get on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting. I am actually still calling for the government to take us back to 100% bus ridership because, I mean, I don't know if you've seen what has been happening in the aircraft industry.
Yes,
planes with 188 people are booked to capacity.
I see.
So even if you ask the drivers to leave out their jump seats and mandate that they take them out so that they can't use them because they're, mm-hmm. they're attachments, that may be even a bit more reasonable mm-hmm. than this 50% ridership. And I think it would actually benefit both the driver and the patrons, especially since
mm-hmm.
the government ain't regulating these fellas. You know, you all consider them buffoons and people
yes.
that are miscreants, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But here it is, this bunch of buffoons
mm-hmm.
and miscreants
mm-hmm.
have somehow regulated themselves. Isn't that interesting? It must then say that they are not beyond reproach or irreparable, as you all would continue. They are not incorrigible, as you all would continue to posture in a position that they are. And I think that they are now doing something that shows people that just like you,
mm-hmm.
they are men and women of great competence, skill, and intelligence.
You just go far with these compliments. But okay, I'll go with you.
You disagree?
No, I didn't say any of that. I just said you go far.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Let's see what else is happening in the news. So I see the PLP has been ratifying candidates, Nuri.
Yes.
I don't care about the other ones. Most notably among them. It's one person.
Wes N?
The man got song.
My God.
How come you all... Aladdin, you got the song. Why you all keep dragging Obi through this? All right? Listen. the NGC then say they want Obi.
Mm-hmm.
The constituency GC then say they want Obi.
It over with.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Yes.
Just... And I hear them, they say, oh, they've been pulling back on nominations because of COVID. Man, the hell with that.
Yes.
I saw what you all do down there by William Thompson Church Saturday.
Okay.
It was for 10,000 of y'all out there.
Easy.
I remember that turned into no big COVID outbreak.
No.
All y'all have to do is only the card-carrying members could come.
Yes. The branch.
But y'all, not for my sake, for Christ's sake,
mm-hmm.
y'all nominate Obi. So I come here this morning to lobby for Obi because I believe to continue to not just give Obi the nomination... It plays into the narrative, CA, that everybody suspects, which is that the leadership of the Progressive Liberal Party, the chairman,
mm-hmm.
is afraid of people like Obi.
I'm not necessarily think afraid. They just don't like him.
Yeah. I think they're afraid. I think Obi doesn't kowtow, and they don't want that right now. I think they have a machinery.
Definitely the chairman doesn't kowtow.
Yes, but they have a machinery that does exactly what Fred Mitchell says and wants,
yes.
and they do not want to interrupt that.
Yes.
And Obi is the kind of guy that's going to get up in the room and say, well... Why?
Then we need to keep him out.
And I believe that's why they stiff arming him. So in tribute to Obi,
yes.
I play in the song for Obi this morning.
I like Obi's song though.
Let's go. Hit me with the Obi song.
Here comes a champion from the West again. Everybody move to sleep. Time to back your ass. Time to wave your hand.
You can see the flag waving up and down the line. Time to mark the X. Time to make your mark. Listen to the horn blowing loud. Everybody been saying, who is the man? Who can run the line? Who is the man?
Obi.
I just can't hear the vibe.
Yeah.
Obi.
It's a catchy tune. Yeah.
Obi.
The hook is up. Who is the man?
Obi.
Yeah, and so, I say to the VLB, man, y'all just don't listen. Don't worry about the rest of the process. Just give the nomination to Obi and stop this.
Yeah.
It don't look good. It don't look good, VLB. It don't look good.
It's inevitable. The idea that Wilshka has to support, he has to support, and it if they go contrary to support, I think there will be some kind of combruction.
Why stench this long, though? Don't kick. Just let it happen to you.
I guess because they can.
Just let it happen to you.
Because they can.
Fred, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so more news. I see that Assistant Superintendent of Police Ferguson, now retired Assistant Superintendent.
This is Derek Ferguson you're talking about?
Derek Ferguson. Not to be mistaken with any other assistant superintendent of police. Okay. He wants you to make very, very clear.
He declared it to make sure you know who he is.
Don't play with me. Yes. I want you to listen to me.
Yes.
My name is...
Respect my rank.
Assistant Superintendent of Police, Derek Ferguson.
Memorize it.
Yeah. And the one thing I like is I always like people who introduce themselves as their titles, right? Like one of the most interesting things for me is when people say, hi, my name is Bishop Ralph Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bishop. Ralph Johnson. Mm-hmm. Is Ralph like your middle name or is it hyphenated?
Yeah, there you go.
Or is it like Ralph Johnson hyphenated? Like, I don't really, I'm not really sure, right? No, your name is Ralph Johnson. You happen to be a bishop.
Okay.
L.A.S.P. Johnson, A.S.P. Derek Ferguson also didn't get that message.
Mm-hmm.
So he introduced himself to the world via the WhatsApp as Assistant Superintendent of Police.
Is that allegedly or did he really do that? I mean, I heard a voice, but I mean, there's still...
Allegedly. We could say allegedly.
Yeah, you know.
Right? He introduced himself to the world. Well, I'm not accusing him of anything else. I'm saying that he introduced himself to the world as Assistant Superintendent of Police, Derek Ferguson.
This was before he had a WAP sound, right?
We never, ever, ever have to guess who he was.
No.
I'm realizing now in the news that he is now Assistant Superintendent of Police, retired Derek Ferguson. And
congratulations to the good gentleman.
Yeah, but we know that there is a or was an impending police investigation.
Yes.
Into the matter of what is it? Police brutality.
Yes.
And so I'm mixed in my emotions about it. I'll tell you why. I believe that this is the commissioner of police playing two hands.
What are you trying to say about my good commissioner?
Because I'll tell you. You don't have to guess.
Yeah, because you know I like.
So I believe the commissioner of police wants to be beholden to the uniform, right? He wants to say that police brutality doesn't happen inside my organization, and wherever we see it, we weed it out, right?
Okay.
In the same vein, and in the same breath of air, I mean, Assistant Superintendent of Police, I imagine, has 20-odd, 30-odd years. Okay. So he's no stranger to the commissioner.
Yeah, he's a professional.
Nor is he a stranger to the commissioner. The commissioner probably knows who he is, right? And so he, you know, and I'm saying this is what happened. This is all conjecture.
Okay.
The commissioner probably come and say, Fuegi, come on, man, Fuegi.
Why you say your name?
Yeah, and yes, Fuegi, I can't save you.
No.
What I can do, Fuegi, the people out there won't kill me. You see the news. You probably passed a little news girl on your way in here.
Did you tell the man sorry?
Fuegi, what I can do for you?
Yes.
I can let you have your pension.
You need to go.
I can let you have your pension.
You need to go.
So we are not going to dishonorably discharge you.
No.
But mister,
mm-hmm.
I ain't taking this heat.
No.
You could deal with this as a civilian.
Look like you can get mashed up.
All right. So what to do? Get your little pension. You can need some money.
Secure that. Secure
when they sue you, you probably gonna need money.
Mm-hmm.
And when we forward the documents, and I'm not saying this is what happened. This is all conjecture.
I like conjectures.
Right? When the prosecution move the thing, you'll be Mr. Derek Ferguson.
Yes.
And you could battle that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I let you have your pension.
Mm-hmm.
That's my one blind.
But the people, I mean, suing
civilian. No, but there could still be...
They're suing the force.
No. There is no civil suit as far as I'm aware.
No.
But there could... Because the investigation was into police brutality. That isn't civil.
Yes.
So the prosecution on the matter, once the investigation is done, can still move the prosecution. It just won't be against Assistant Superintendent of Police Derek Ferguson anymore. Yes. It will be against Mr. Derek Ferguson, Assistant Superintendent of Police, retired. And what that does, right, this is why I say I believe the commissioner is playing two hands now.
He's a politician.
Because he's going to come out in the media and says, well, we dealt with that matter. We forwarded the prosecution.
Yes.
And you will hear about it in the media.
Yes.
That now washes his hand clean of the matter.
Pontius Pilate?
Yes. Because now that means don't ask me no more question.
No.
But Derek, the slapping, or any of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Derek is a civilian.
Yeah.
I'm a commissioner of police.
Mm-hmm.
I take no responsibility for civilians.
And of my police force. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to assure you, mm-hmm. ain't nobody slapping nobody in here.
No.
Now, what Derek doing out there?
Yes.
You all go ask Derek.
I understand.
Don't ask me. Uh-huh. And that's what I feel like the commissioner of police is doing.
That sounds reasonable, actually.
Yeah. I think he's playing two hands in the same domino game.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's... I don't know if I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because he's terrible at public relations, right?
Okay.
So I could understand why he would want to evade the need to be in the public's eye. Because he doesn't do well at
this
it.
This is a great strategic move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if the conjecture is correct.
I mean,
this is good.
Yeah, I think it's him playing two hands.
Mm-hmm.
I see I have a phone call. I see you. Let's take this phone call. Come on and call it. You're on. Call it up. Call hello.
Well, you can hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, good morning. Good morning to you. Guess what the word is? Conjecture or something like that?
Conjecture, yes.
I like that one too. Whatever, how you pronounce it, but how you do it and mm-hmm. how people do it, that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something. Do you know if the rest of the people who was on that video with retired ASP Derek Ferguson, the officers, them, they retired also?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Well, but they took it. They indulge it. And we don't need them kind of people around
mm-hmm.
who would be indulging them kind of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, Obi, if I was Obi, right, Obi need to run independent if them people want him so much and maybe he could join the PLP.
But no, man, he's a PLP, Papa. Why he can't run as a PLP?
Huh?
He is a PLP. Why can't he run as a PLP?
Well, listen to me. He had times before. It's times for everybody. He ain't one mother born a child what could be either a member of parliament for a certain area
mm-hmm.
or a minister in the cabinet of tourism or whatever, or prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think Obi should do, like I say, run independent. And if he ran the CD one, join the PLP. I think we had enough of him. The Bahamas had enough of him in cabinet. But if they won't put him in cabinet, they can put him. Or even if they won't bring him as a senator mm-hmm. and bring him as cabinet. Right now, I think Mr. Davis and Fred, them, Mr. Mitchell, them, the chairman, they need to stay focused on what they're doing, bringing in new people and doing things. Come on, OBE ain't no better or no more serious or important.
But the people want him, Papa. What you do with that?
Listen, say what?
But the people want him. What you do with that?
The
constituency board already voted for him. The NGC didn't vote for him.
I mean, the people could vote for him. If Leslie Mullane get the nomination to run for the PLP. It's all about team player. Now, listen to me. Obi is a team player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Publicly, I never hear Obi talk bad with Brave, like how I might have said something or others might have said something, disagree with Brave mm-hmm. publicly, right? But I know behind closed door, just like how a lot of people know. It's about a team effort right now. And Fred Mitchell is very special. That's the best man, Brave.
But you realize that Fred Mitchell is from the CM man, College
it
of People?
Don't need no confusion.
Isn't
Obi
it funny?
Obi is their family. All of them is PLP. But right now, they're trying to stay focused. That's what I believe. And I want to encourage them to stay focused. And like I say, Fred Mitchell is very special. He ain't going to tell Mr. Davis nothing stupid. And the nomination committee, I sure they know what they're dealing with. So all we need to either sit this one out or run independent. He ain't no better than Leslie Miller. If Leslie Miller can understand it, although he don't like it, you know, the PLP need to stay focused and do what they are. I think Obi had his time and, you know, just like many others. And Fred special, you might say, but Fred do not.
Because I think Fred had more
one.
Time than all of me.
Huh?
Fred had more time than all of me.
Fred is very special. Fred is just like the white thread inside
yeah.
our flag.
Okay? They would call him the whited sepulchre in the English language. Yeah. Thank you, Papa. Let's take another call. Good morning, Carl. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Ivan. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Yes, to my understanding, Obi Wilscombe has been nominated.
No, I just listened to... If you listened to the news right before I came on... Pardon? None of them have been... No, if you listen to the news right
yeah,
before...
Yeah, DSC has been nominated, not ratified.
Or ratified.
Is where
ratified.
The council members
yeah.
go and take a vote.
Okay, sure.
It doesn't matter which... once you're not a member of parliament... I mean, actually, even if you're a member of parliament, you still have to be ratified.
Right. So his ratification hasn't happened. My apologies.
And note that those... He's in that last bunch to be ratified.
Yeah,
okay?
But why are we stenching Obi so long?
No, they didn't stench Obi, you know. listen to me. There is a due process that the party, they amended the constitution that they are actually now following. So
okay.
Obi will be the next member of parliament for Western and Grand, and Bimini.
Yeah, and he got song. I like that for them.
Listen, man, Obi is a good guy, man.
All right. Appreciate you, Gola.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I like the part where they say, who is the man? Obi.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
good
that's a really good song.
And he can bring it back. It isn't not a song that it only had a one term.
No.
That could be used again and again.
Yeah. No, you're very correct. Yeah, so again, we were on the assistant superintendent of police. And I believe, right, whether the slapping is legitimate or otherwise, I don't know.
I just heard that sound. That sound
right.
Sounded legitimate.
Right. And I want to say, though, I think the commissioner of police played this one interesting.
Played it well.
Yeah, because now he really has no more need to speak to it.
There's no need.
Yeah. Mr. Ferguson is a civilian, and I don't speak for civilians.
He no longer works for me.
Yeah. But in the same breath of air, when the doors was closed, he was able to say, now, Fergie. Boy, if we tell you about slapping people a little while, you know.
Yes. And if you're going to slap them, make sure they're not recording.
Yeah. But what to do? Take your pension. You can need that.
Mm-hmm.
And see what you can do out there.
But the police force rich. They have all kind of money. They could pay
out. And this is why the commissioner don't want fool around with Fergie being on the inside. Mm-hmm. Let Fergie be outside.
Mm-hmm.
We could deal with that there. Y'all could too, Ferguson. Don't bother with coming here.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying that the name of the gentleman is Kendall Culmer.
Yeah, see, Kendall Culmer. From Grand Bahama.
Text right here says, Levin, for those of us who just joined, please let us know the details of what you're talking about. We're kind of talking open line. I got C.A. Nuri with me here. We're talking all the things in the news. Text writer says, if you want to fall asleep, good, do what I did and find a gal from Step Street. Well, I can talk about business, but I am very afraid of Step Street. I want to firstly say that with all my might that I don't know if I want to find much of anything out of Step Street, quite honestly.
No.
I am terrified, if not petrified.
It reminds me of Thompson Lane off East Street back in the day.
Yeah, about going through Step Street. Mind you, I will go Johnson Road, right?
Johnson Road's not bad.
Which is interesting because, if you know, Johnson Road is an adjoining street
of
Step Street. But I'm scared of everything Step Street.
Yes.
You know, somehow violence defines Step Street. I'm not saying that it is a violent area.
They kin.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I'm almost 40, and in my entire almost 40 years of life, I think the one time I tried to date a girl out of Fox Hill, I started developing gray hair.
Really?
Yeah, so that was probably one of the most stressful things I'd ever done in my entire life. I ain't sure if I won't go back down that road. So text right there if you care about me.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you say that if I having problems sleeping, I got to find me a Fox Hill gal.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know if there's another prescription, because the last Fox Hill gal I had almost killed me.
Mm.
You see what I say, NCA? And I kind of old now. I ain't sure if my heart could take that no more.
You can't run as fast.
Yeah, no. That wasn't the time I had the Makobi, but that was the time I might have had, like, pre-Makobi.
Pre-Makobi.
Yeah, like, okay. Pre-Makobi. You ever had the Makobi, CA?
I was vexed. I wouldn't say it was Makobi, but I was vexed.
Oh, no, when you have the Makobi, you don't have to gas.
I don't know, I was vexed. I was mad, I was hurt, but not really Makobi.
So you know, like,
it's extreme.
So you know, like, in medicine, there's diabetes, right?
Yes.
And then... say if you get close to the diabetic number, they don't tell you you have diabetes. They say you have a pre-diabetic disposition.
Yes.
So the one time I had the Makobi,
mm-hmm.
right, that wasn't a girl out of Fox Hill. She was from Bayntown, actually.
Oh, Lord, I'm Bayntown.
Yeah. And then, but like not Bayntown proper, from the constituency of Bayntown. And then the time before that, when I had pre-Makobi disposition, that was a Fox Hill girl. So text right now, I'm not taking this advice, is what I want to say.
I understand.
All right?
Stay away from the sugar.
I hear my music. We're going to the break. C.A. Nuri is with me. We're talking about the news. I don't know how we get talking about the Makobi, but I'm not talking about that today. So y'all, please don't ask my business no more. As a matter of fact, I want y'all to forget I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Levin Miller is here. We'll go to break. I'll be right back.
Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up.
When it Jackie. Goes down. Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller here. I'm Unleashed on your radio every weekday at 11. So, you know, you can kind of take the knob off your radio. You don't ever need to move it again. C.A. Nuri joins me. Throw it out of the window. Do not throw it out of the window. Wait till you get to a trash can and then throw it in the trash can. But C.A. Nuri joins me as we talk about the news and current affairs, all of the things that's happening in the news lately. Let me read a couple of these text messages, C.A. It says, great show as usual. You and your guests do realize we have more black people who don't like black people than white people that don't like black people. Let me give you an example. When a male child is born, the first thing the mother tell him is, make sure when you grow up, bring home a girl light-skinned with good hair. In other words, don't bring home no black gal. Next text right here says, morning, you don't know black people have been Europeanized on purpose? I think it was unavoidable. The Europeans took over the Western world where all the black people were, and consequently, we became Europeanized. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller, you're on. Caller, you there?
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Robert.
What's going on? Boy, you made me laugh this morning, man. You say you have these dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says you need to go to the ocean and walk backwards.
Oh, yeah. You think that'll work?
Fix or something. And your producer need to play the Lady DMX song. I've slipped on a phone and I can't get up. Now, let's get back to mm-hmm. the police culture mm-hmm. of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes it worse. When we have substantial evidence what took place in that police station,
mm-hmm.
right? And what them police write on the report, which would be a crime if police lie on his report.
Mm-hmm.
The audio tape something different, right? The audio tape heard the slaps and everything going on, but the cover up is just a cover up. Why our culture of police brutality cannot change?
Mm-hmm.
You see that officer yesterday went to jail?
Because mm-hmm.
the evidence is there. You can't change that.
Yeah,
the evidence, the facts are there. But when are we going to change this police brutality culture? Because you think that's smart, you slap people down. Because you can't think, you cannot solve problems, you can't do evidence tracing, you cannot. You ever watch the Tom's on A&E when the police solved the murder?
You
heard one body say they get hit. You ever heard one person say the police abused me? Because that's people who been in the school. They are investigator.
But Robert, I will say this. I've worked alongside many investigators that have done capital crime investigations. I've done capital crime investigations, and I can tell you some of the training we get is par excellence. So I don't know if I'm going to sit here and let you say that they don't get the training. Now you are very correct. The culture may suggest a certain thing, but I'm not going to agree with you that they aren't properly trained. Text writer here says, C.A. Nuri, Mr. Miller, an artist uses their work to mirror the world as they see it. Art's purpose is to invoke emotion, good or bad. I'm so glad that the artist didn't change his work to appease anyone's delicate sensibilities. Bus riding on 50%. Which buses are doing this? All of them. Because I'm still riding on buses completely full. Then you should report that bus to the control of road traffic. 100% bus ridership with infection numbers doubling. You need a negative test to get on a plane. I even disagree with that, but it's not the same. Well, if you know anything about public transportation, you will know that all throughout the state of Florida and in Canada, the government has actually been funding bus ridership, right? Because people needed to get around in the pandemic, and they didn't reduce the bus ridership. That didn't happen. I don't know how the Americans have prevented themselves from catching COVID on the bus, but apparently the bus isn't one of the places that you get it. I mean, The ride time is usually very short. People are wearing masks and sanitizing.
American numbers are high, so.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if they've linked any of them to public transportation is the point that I make. Hi, I am a Trump fan, but I now like Vice President Harris as the Deborah of our time. What a touching speech yesterday. I missed the speech. Miller, I thank you for playing the OB song. I ready to register there and vote based on that song. I tell you, the song is electrifying. OB. Good morning. All respects, but Papa don't live in Western and Bimini. We go in with OB Wilskum. I tell you, they game with OB. Edward St. George is buried at Teano Beach where the artwork was. Sarah St. George is the daughter of Edward St. George. She is a Caucasian European chairman of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Levin, I am looking for justice for that young man who was physically abused and assaulted on audio tape, which is substantiated evidence while handcuffed by a team of officers in the police station led by ASP Ferguson. I hope he gets justice as well. Must be something in the air. I'm having trouble sleeping as well. The former minister of tourism still haven't answered a lot of questions. They mess up a lot of money, millions of dollars, on a carnival festival when he was the minister of tourism. Retirement doesn't stop prosecution. I am aware. That's what I'm saying. He will still be prosecuted just as a civilian. The bus isn't the place you can get it, okay? Okay. All right. So we've read all of that. Now, CA, let's go to the next thing in the news. The next thing in the news is, man, this girl could print up a COVID test, eh?
Who are you talking about?
What her name is. Let me see if I can remember. Ladira Russell.
Mm.
But NIB should hire her. We need this level of skill by NIB. This girl sounds like she don't know what a backlog look like.
But just from her looks, she looks like she come from people.
She looks very well polished.
Just very well polished, very attractive, model-esque.
I would have never suspected her of criminal antecedents.
And the number of charges, though, is what I'm alarmed though. It's like, how much again? 100 and odd?
I think it's like 180 now, 160, I think they're up to.
That's a lot of printing out.
I tell you, she don't know what a backlog is.
And how much is a COVID test?
120.
So let's say she half that, right? And make $50 on each one.
She makes
some good money during COVID.
She's quite enterprising.
Yes, she's quite enterprising. She needs to be commended.
Man, but who tell? That's what I want to know. See, because...
They can catch.
No. The way it works in the Bahamian genre, the way we do things in the Bahamas is you wipe your mouth clean. My grandma used to say you like the cat. Yep. You milk out the bowl and the cat mouth clean. No one know where the milk gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So someone ain't wipe their mouth clean, is what I said, right? So if I... creating false PCR tests and I giving it to CA Nuri.
Yes.
CA Nuri knows that the rule is when they ask you where this come from, mister, you don't know me and I don't know you. And as a matter of fact,
the first rule about Fight Club is that no one knows what Fight Club is about.
That's my point.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, I don't distribute it to all the people who need it. CA is the first person I give it to, and so CA is now the hookup guy.
Ah.
And CA understands that, hey, I don't care who you bring. Mister, I just deal with you. And when they catch you, you don't know me.
No.
That's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And that's kind of how it usually works. So I know how they get Ladira Russell. I feel so sad for her watching her walk the court yesterday. But it begs a bigger question, CA. Man, why not just make the test free? Like, why? Like, people are only... We are now creating a black market out of tests. Why not just make them free? Because I tell you one thing, the only flaw in her plan is that she don't have an MD. If she had a medical certificate, right, who is to say that people that run labs ain't giving out false tests or are not accepting money and not testing people and just giving out certificates? Oh, haven't we heard in the past that doctors write sick slips all the time? You remember the thing at the prison?
We're known for that. That's part
so
of
my
culture.
Point is, the only flaw in Ladira's plan is she don't have a medical doctor's degree. It's because we are creating this black market. Just let all or a selected set of government clinics or a selected set of NHI providers give the test to whomsoever will. I agree with the Progressive Liberal Party on this one. Just make the testing free. You make the vaccine free.
Yes.
What's the... Young Miss Russell, she looks so good. This girl can't survive jail.
No.
Look at her.
No.
Why are we doing this?
Taken care of.
Why are we doing this?
Yes.
I completely disagree with it, CA. Also happening in the news this morning, CA.
Go ahead.
Today is the birthday...
Of whom?
Of our sovereign lady, Her Majesty.
Lizzie.
Queen... Elizabeth.
Her real birthday or her official birthday?
Today's her real
have two,
birthday.
They have two birthdays.
Is it? No, I think is this the real one? This is the real one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she turns 95 today.
Oh, she's old.
Right? Our sovereign lady, God save the queen.
Yeah, she's still old.
Turns 95 today.
95 is old.
Yeah, Elizabeth Regina.
Would you talk about the lady part?
Elizabeth Regina.
Oh, it was an R you said.
Yes.
I heard a V.
No.
And I got concerned
that you
would speak about a 95-year-old like that.
I want you to stay focused, all right?
I was focused. I got concerned.
Elizabeth Regina, Queen of England and Wales and of the Commonwealth, right, celebrates her birthday today. So I want to also make sure that that's out there in the public domain for people that didn't know.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
You like official titles.
Yeah.
But you know she's a cousin of mine. I could call her by her first name.
See, Neri, I could kind of see it in your eyes now.
Yes, if you squint your eyes, you can see it.
Yeah, now that you say it. Someone here says, Levin, please stop with the BS. A 6 or 8 week investigative course does not a detective make. This is clearly evident in the actions of, well, I didn't do a 6 or 8 week course. See that? Let's take one more phone call. We got time for one more before I get there. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Levin Miller.
I know the voice. Corvell Pyfram, how are you?
I'm well, sir.
Hey.
C.A. Newry, how are you, sir?
It's always good to hear you, Levi. Oh, Corvell, sorry.
Well, listen, Levi, I know we're right at the end of the show anyway, so I guess it's fitting then that you fit me in here as you just wished Her Majesty happy birthday, mm-hmm. Although, you know, I'm not all big about the monarchy, but
mm-hmm.
Great show, good hearing you and C.A. Newry together, eh?
Yep, I appreciate that. Corvell?
I'm here, sir.
Oh, yeah. No, I say thank you. I appreciate that. Go on.
That's it. Now we're at the end of time. I know I was supposed to phone in earlier, but, you know, today's Wednesday at the center, so we've got food to serve.
All right. Well, you go on and continue. Listen, go on and continue to make the crown proud.
Serve the public.
All right. You both take care.
Thank you, Corvell Pyfram.
All righty.
Yeah. So, well, one of the things that I think had come up, C.A. Newry, during the talk about the artwork of the person in Grand Bahama was the Rupert Robertson statement last year, year before last, when Rupert Roberts said that the people that work for him are getting pregnant in the freezer.
In the freezer, in that cold place.
And that the people are targeting people that work for City Market because of the maternity benefits, right?
Yes.
Which is why he had to cancel the maternity benefits. And I don't remember anybody saying that was racist.
I said it was racist because it was not nice.
Yeah, it wasn't nice, sure, yeah. But I don't remember anybody saying, who does this white man think he is?
They should have said, who does this white man think he
is?
It's similar to the politician who said to sterilize all those black people. It's just not nice. You just don't talk about those things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you don't talk about those things. But it's not nice.
Somebody's asking me here to play Rule Britannia. If I play Rule Britannia one more time on radio, I believe Guardian is going to unplug the transmitter. I really like that song, though. You pronounce Regina.
See?
It's Latin. What did I say?
You said it with a V.
Elizabeth Regina.
Okay. You have like a lisp, right?
And do I have a what?
A lisp. And it comes off as a V.
I do not have a lisp.
You know?
No. Yeah. It says, go get her number and make the Bahamas proud. Who are we talking about? You know the queen single now? Well, you know something? I would never even attempt it with Her Majesty.
Really?
Not with Her Majesty. Our sovereign lady?
You're different from me. You're different now.
Yeah.
We from Acklands. We would take advantage.
Well, I from Acklands. I just not gone a boy.
What? We from Benicle Hill. Yeah. I mean, no one there no more, but that's where we at.
Yeah. No. But listen, the only thing I think about every time I see the Queen is God save our gracious Queen.
Yeah.
There's a running joke in my circle. They said, they come to Philip's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Philip trying hard to make it into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And no one sing at no time, mm-hmm. God save Philip.
Oh, Lord.
The only thing they're still concerned about Rania is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So even to Philip's funeral, they sing, God save the Queen. So yeah, that's my time. Thank you for joining me.
It was a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for staying with me on radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Levin Miller. This is your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. It's next.
In us, resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up.